Here we go. Time now for the word of the day.
Flip it.
Today is different because it's Flip It Friday and Nikki takes over the responsibilities.
Take it over. Sounds like an alien invasion.
Okay, why don't you lay it on me and Wayne?
All right. Well, today's word is a verb. It's something that you might have heard of before. It's definitely something that is out there and something that you probably see a lot of in our area. You ready? The verb is up.
I'm ready.
Upcycle. Upcycle.
Upcycle.
Yeah, U-P-C-Y-C-L-E. And it means to reuse in such a way a discarded object or material as to create a product of higher quality or value than the original.
Oh, okay.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, like I heard of this guy that actually bought an old plane, like an old 747, and he moved it to his property and he created a house out of it.
Hmm.
You know, that kind of stuff. Yeah, I love that stuff.
That's pretty cool.
You know, and those tractor trailer containers that people are using to make like houses and other things out of, that's pretty cool too.
Yeah.
Just very innovative.
Yeah, and people who like flip houses, since we're talking about flip it Friday here. that's like some people buy a house and really renovate it and make it so much better.
Yeah.
That would be an example, I guess.
That's an example of upcycle.
All right.
The verb today.
I had a roommate in college, a guy lived in San Francisco who had a modest bureaucratic job with the city of San Francisco, but he made a small fortune, Nikki, doing exactly what Ron just, you and Ron just described with houses in the Bay Area.
Oh, very
you know,
cool.
He'd buy it for $200,000 or $300,000 and sell it for $1.5 million.
So he's the reason why nobody can afford to live in San Francisco anymore.
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah, right. A lot of people out there doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, now we know the name. Okay, gotcha.
Hey, great. Great Flip It Friday word. Nikki, thank you very much. Ron, I just want to commend you. Woke up this morning to the sound of the greatest rock and roll song ever written, Layla. Thank you, Ron. I appreciate that.
Oh, well, I'm glad it made you happy.
Yeah.
Eric Clapton appreciates it, too.
Yeah, it wasn't the version that I think most of us are familiar with, but still, my vote is there.
It was the low-key, live, acoustic version of that old rock and roll tune.
Done in the 90s.
That's right. So, thanks a lot. I always appreciate comments on the music, man.
All right, guys. Hey, have a great weekend. Talk to you Monday. Bye-bye.